name slowly and clearly into the microphone. Mr. Bocconi, welcome to Open.
Good day, George. Good morning to you there, I believe.
Good morning
to you. Are we there?
Are you there?
I'm there. I'm here. Are you there?
Hello, George.
George, I hear you loud and clear. How do you read me?
I read you fine. Welcome, George.
Thanks. And you did not butcher my name at all. You pronounced it very, very well, and I think that goes to the rest of the group. George, I'll start because this is dedicated to Senior Sane. And we are at the Jewish School, which was started by Senior Sane in Greenlaw. Let me just read you this quote from the environment of the UNDP, which I'm sure we can all share. His Majesty wrote in 1962, Jordan itself is a beautiful country. It is wild, with limitless deserts where the Bedouins roam, but the mountains of the north are clothed in green forests, and where the Jordan River flows. It is fertile and warm in winter. Jordan has a strange, haunting beauty and a sense of timelessness, dotted with the ruins of empires once great. It is the last resort of yesterday, the world of tomorrow. I love every inch of it. He loved every one of us. He loved the world. He was a man and a king of peace. One of the dots and the empires is something that Martha, my very good friend, will be talking about later. But let me precede her with a poem on Petra. It seems no work of man's creative hand, by labor wrought as wavering fancy planned, but from the rock, as if by magic grown, eternal, silent, beautiful alone, not virgin white like the old Doric shrine, where erst Athena held her rites divine, not saintly grain, like many a minster fane that crowns the hill and consecrates the plain, but rose red as if the blush of dawn that first beheld them were not yet withdrawn. The hues of youth upon a brow of war, which man deemed old 2,000 years ago, match me such a marvel, save an eastern clime, a rose-red city half as old as time. I hope I read it well, George.
Thank you, dear. Excuse me, Brown, do you mind muting your microphone? And other sites, please, so that we can hear the speakers clearly. Thank you.
I continue, and I just glanced Martha there on the screen, and Brown was there. Brown is very much in our hearts. Brown is at the heart of Petra, and the season is waiting for Martha and Artie, so we wait for them. Now, what do I tell you about Jordan? With these bright children and the audience, I believe that everybody knows enough about Jordan, but it has always been the trail of the three monotheistic faiths, starting from the journey of Abraham from Ur to the west into Jordan, into Hebron, into Egypt later, and later on into the Hijaz in Saudi Arabia, and back to Hebron. It is also the trail of Moses, with the children of Israel coming back through Sinai, up in Jordan, where Moses was left on the Mount Nebo, buried there, and then the 12 tribes crossed to Palestine, to the land of Canaan, to the promised land. And it was later on, the trail also of Jesus looking for John the Baptist to be baptized in Wadi Harar, in Beit Anya, Bethabara, on the east side of the River Jordan, where Christ was baptized, where Christianity was commissioned, where Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, for the first time ever, meet. It is also the trail of Muhammad the Prophet. He was here as a merchant before his message, and he met Bohaira, the Nestorian priest in Umrasas, in Mecca. The priest looked at Muhammad, who was a common man at the time, and said, "I see in your eyes somebody that will change the world." And Muhammad was a prophet a year later. This is Jordan, the land of the three monotheistic religions, the land of the trails of faith, the land of peace, the land of King Abdullah bin Hussein. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lepage. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you. Let me start with giving a short statement on education and our outlook for our future. It always gives me pleasure to have such an invaluable opportunity to exchange some ideas and thoughts and share with others a number of issues, aspirations, and vision on education for the future. The education enterprise is responsible for a leading role and intellectual guidance in the process of social change. This process faces a crucial, decisive, and transitional phase towards what is called the third wave and its implications on developing societies, as well as in industrial and post-industrial societies. Let me start with His Majesty, our late, great leader, King Hussein, speech at the Jubilee School ceremony 2 years ago. He referred to the necessity and importance of achieving desired change in the concept of education to cope with the variables of our developed world, to deepen the values of creativity, initiation, perfect performance, and respect of the spirit of science and knowledge. Today, as we are part of the different ways that proceed towards the 21st century, we cannot be isolated from its challenges, inspiration, and the outcomes of its advanced technology. Accordingly, Jordan has launched a comprehensive program to provide information technology capabilities with its educational enterprise. This program aims to enable pupils develop and communicate ideas, exchange and interpret information, consider, discuss, and evaluate implications for using information technology in life, and to use computers to support teaching and learning and communication. Information technology will be developed through and across curricula, textbooks, and school-based activities. Pupils will be introduced to the international information technology network and its adequate software used in schools through its timetable with emphasis on data handling skills, transfer skills and understanding of other subjects during a 5-year plan, the year 2005. Internet project will link 1,000 secondary schools across the central and local education authorities through the kingdom within 3 years. Finally, teacher training center based on information technology and technological communication will be established to upgrade the teacher skills in the teaching learning process. This group has a program will lead into a quality assurance process in the educational enterprise, and its objectives that will focus on excellence in teaching, creativity in learning, and discipline in thinking, and nothing less than that for Jordan in the reign of His Majesty King Abdullah ibn Hussein. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sheridan. We look forward to working with you in your school. And now, Dr. Jawan, Director of the Jubilee School. Welcome, Dr. Jawan.
Thank you. First of all, in the name of the family of the Jubilee School students and teachers, and on behalf of the Executive Director of the Foundation, Nuri Hussein Foundation, Dr. Seema Mahmoud, who are unable to make it to this site at the last moment because of her sickness, I would like to express our thanks and appreciation to the staff of the Open Project, namely you, George, the founder and the director of this project. Our thanks also to the staff, ALTEC, PictureTel, South Bell, and MCI for their coordinated high-tech role in the Open Program. From our side, accredits should be given to the JTC and the ex-engineers who have been working with the staff to make this event, and really, they did a wonderful job. We at the Jubilee School are proud to be part of the Open Program. We have been in the picture of this program since maybe 1.5 years, based on instructions from Her Majesty's office and His Excellency, the Minister of Education. We are so enthusiastic to cooperate and participate and contribute to this creative idea of the Open Program, because we feel that it opens a new venues and means for more global cooperation and understanding using this latest technology of communication. Finally, I would like to thank our guests, two distinguished ministers, Mr. Ezra Jaladat and Mr. Aqil Bintaji. I also would like to thank our students and our teachers who were involved in this program from the beginning, and namely, you know, George, who is motivating and creating events here, Dina Gaita, you see here, there. I thank you all.
Yes, everybody, George.
Thank you.